A secret torment for some, a proud responsibility for others. Black tax is a daily reality for thousands of black South Africans. Welcome to Read This, the new book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature, brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to Read This on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. You can also listen wherever you get your podcasts. In this issue of Read This, we're featuring the important new book Black Tax, Burden or Ubuntu, which is a thought-provoking and moving anthology of essays and stories edited by Nick Mhlongo. Born and bred in Soweto, Nick is the JRB City editor, and he's an internationally celebrated and award-winning author. His most recent book is a collection of short stories called Soweto Under the Apricot Tree. Let's listen to the JRB City editor, Nick Mhlongo, introducing the book.
This is the project that I started together with Eni Olifir, the publisher at Jonathan Ball. We started it last year. It is about the everyday reality of black South Africans, the financial pressures that we are facing. These thought-provoking essays investigate the historical roots of black tax from different perspectives, with the hope to start a dialogue on this widespread social phenomenon. In putting it together, I tried to get different voices, young, old, rural, urban, male, female, novelists, poets, professionals, across South Africa to get a balanced view. I hope you enjoy it and get educated in this journey.
With the majority of black South Africans still living in poverty, many middle-class households are connected to working-class or jobless homes, either through their parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents, or other family members. Some people believe that supporting family members is an undeniable part of African culture, and they question whether it even should be labeled as black tax. Others point out that the financial pressure black tax places on students and young professionals means that they struggle to build their own wealth when they're starting out in life, and many feel that they're taking over what should be a government responsibility. Contributors to the book include Fred Kamalo, Dudu Busani Dube, Lidudu Malingani, Primrose Mwebi, Becky Sisangube, Angela Makalwa, and many, many others. In our September issue of the JRB, you can read an excerpt from the book, Black Tax, in which Nick explains how the project came about and what he hopes people will get out of the book. You can also read an interview with some of the contributors. Thank you for tuning into this edition of Read This. To subscribe on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. You can also listen wherever you get your podcasts. The music for this show is composed by John Bartman. Go to johnbartman.com to hear more. Read This is brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik. I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books, and thanks for tuning in.
If you're a music producer, you'll love How I Make Music, brought to you by Volume. Each week, we take you behind the scenes of professional music soundtrack composition and audio production. In 5 minutes, we break down an original instrumental and explain how to write better backing music for radio, video, and your friend's new hit song. To subscribe to How I Make Music, add 060-938-6365 to your phone as a contact and send us a message. How I Make Music makes writing music soundtracks simple.